Fire crews in Northern California have made some progress overnight, beating back the most destructive of 17 wildfires burning in the state. The deadly car fire in Shasta County is burning about 2 hours north of Sacramento. And KQED reporter Sam Harnett is in Red Bluff, which is near Redding. Hi, Sam.
Hi, Jeremy.
And what's the latest on the car fire?
So the car fire now is 27% contained. That's up from 23% last night. And again, contained means that they've kind of circled it and cut it off from more fuel. And they've contained most of it that's near the city of Redding, which is the most populated area up here. But the fire is starting to burn more a little bit to the northwest, up into Trinity County, which is less populated and more wild.
And what are firefighters saying in terms of when they think they'll be able to put this fire out? This is now the seventh most destructive wildfire in California history.
Well, there's no official timeline to totally contain the fire. Like I said, they've done a lot of work around Redding, which is more populated, and now it's spreading a little more into the wilderness, and, you know, it depends on the weather.
The weather is playing a big part in what's going on there. There has been intense heat, and it's been very dry. Many are pointing to climate change, although you can't, you know, say that one event is part of climate change, but this is certainly a very hot and dry year, and that is fueling these fires.
Right. I mean, volatile weather. I mean, heat has definitely been a factor. You know, it's been in the triple digits a lot. It's been a really hot summer. But there's also the wind. The wind around here kind of whipped this fire into, you know, people were describing as sort of a tornado of flame.
Right. Yeah, we've heard about that. And that's the first time that's happened in a long time in California. You met Elsa Ceja, who is part of a family that owns a Mexican restaurant in Redding. They're donating meals and supplies to people in need. Here she is.
We can't just, you know, take off. We have to be there for our community. They've been here for us for so many years, you know, supporting us. So it's time to be there.
And you also met a couple that runs a tortoise rescue center around the Redding area. This past weekend, they evacuated their 80 animals. Here's Katie Hoffman, who said it's been a crazy couple of days.
Not a lot of sleep, lots of headaches, and our babies come first. We're not leaving without them.
So, Sam, how is the community pulling together in this area where hundreds of buildings have already been destroyed? Six people have been killed just within a matter of hours last week.
Well, the first thing I'll say is, you know, there's a lot of people who have been at these evacuation centers. And, you know, the people at the evacuation centers are people who have had really nowhere to go. You know, they can't pay for a hotel or a friend. And, yeah, you've seen a lot of people there really struggling. You know, people are coming together there. I met some people who had become friends at the evacuation center. But, you know, it's pretty dire. You know, I met a lot of elderly. I met people, you know, who didn't have adequate fire insurance, you know, who looked kind of on the edge already. And this is kind of pushing them over. So it's, you know, it's been kind of rough there. But I will say the community is kind of drawing together. They had this community meeting last night. And, you know, residents there were talking. They were really appreciative of the first responders and firefighters. But they were really critical about information. You know, they felt like they weren't as updated as they wanted to be.
They want to have more information about what's going on maybe with their homes.
Well, yeah, and I would say there was this feeling of, like, in this time of smartphones and the internet, people kind of wanted, like, personal information. They wanted things delivered to their smartphones. They wanted personalized updates. And, you know, with a major fire like this, there's a lot of unknowns. You know, people, it's been days and people don't know what's happened to their houses.
Just briefly, there's also a major fire in straddling Mendocino and Lake counties. It's called the Mendocino Complex Fire, only 12% contained. What's the latest there?
Yeah, so it's a bit of a similar story. I mean, it's in a less populated area. This is about 100 miles north of San Francisco. It's less contained, but again, it's a less populated area. And, you know, these are two of more than a dozen fires that are burning across the state. I think there's a feeling here that these fires are just the new normal. As you said, people are looking at global warming and increased volatile weather conditions like drought and heat.
Right.
You know, it's already been another bad fire year, and there's been a bunch of bad fire years recently.
It's KQED reporter Sam Harnett in Red Bluff, California. Sam, thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Jeremy.